Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Hello, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big old money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barnes.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
Oh, it's an in-person day. John Patrickoff, co-founder and CEO, co-founder with Jonathan Saros, Athletes Unlimited. First of all, what a pleasure it is to meet you. I can tell, by the way, that you and Damian are old friends.
It's great to be here.
He still owes me money.
Oh, gosh. Okay. See, this is where you jump in, Scarlett. It's like, help me.
No, I'm going to let you guys just, you know, roll
thanks.
With this one.
I appreciate it.
You guys have done this before. I know what you're
doing. Well, first, tell me about Athletes Unlimited.
So Athletes Unlimited is a network of professional women's sports leagues. We started in March of 2020, basically around the idea, I'm a longtime media and sports executive, and really when I looked out at the landscape in 2018, 2019, I just thought one of the biggest opportunities out in media and entertainment broadly, and specifically in sports, was on the women's side. It was amazing to me to see the fan interest and the talent of the players, but really the commercial side of the opportunity hadn't been filled in, and myself and Jonathan set out along with a great team, and over the last now close to 3 years, we've built a network of leagues. We've run 9 seasons, big broadcast partnerships with companies like ESPN and CBS, great partners like Nike and others, and we're I think part of just a much larger trend that we're seeing in long-term trend in the investment in women's pro sports. Long overdue,
but there are existing women's sports leagues too. The WNBA among the most notable. Within hockey, there's a Canadian Women's Hockey League. There was the National Women's Hockey League, which became the Premier Hockey Federation, so that gets a little bit confusing. What's broken with existing women's sports leagues at the moment?
Well, first of all, we are in a great moment for pro women's sports. As you say, we certainly are really proud to be in the company of leagues like the WNBA and the National Women's Soccer League that are seeing a lot of new investment, new media deals, tremendous interest. And it's really a very good moment around the world. If you looked yesterday at the news, new major deal in the Women's Indian Premier Cricket League, large media deal, over $100 million, done over 3 years, which is great to see. You're seeing investment in European soccer. Huge news out of Australia and New Zealand around the Women's World Cup with massive ticket sales already for this summer. So this is a great moment. The reality is, though, like anything in sports and entertainment, it takes a lot of momentum, takes a lot of effort over a long period of time. And historically, women's sports has just simply been underinvested in. And I personally think that there's been different factors that have got into that, but it's long overdue, and we're in a really good moment right now with higher ratings, higher interest, and a lot of investment coming into the space.
Well, John, you talk about all these new, the EPL, all the sales, all the new football teams, all the people who are buying in, who are cashing out. I think of pickleball, right, which is a relatively new kind of thing that's going on right now. The way pickleball structured is these investors are investing in teams, but Athletes Unlimited is different, if I'm not mistaken, right? You've got players, and then, you kind of rank them according to win points, stat points, MVP points. For our audience, if you could just explain that a little bit, and then how you have this weekly draft with the top 4 players, because for me, the compelling investment case, I think, for Athletes Unlimited is you're not really buying a team, you're buying into the league. And so I wonder if you could kind of just walk us through that and, you know, and kind of give us a little bit of color as to how that works.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. I mean, so we had the benefit back in 2019 when we were working on the original business plan that my partner Jonathan actually said to me, because what we started actually with the premise, let's invest in one of the existing leagues, let's invest in the way it's been done. And honestly, the way those leagues have been set up are just really replicas of what's been done on the men's side. And Jonathan was the one who said to me, let's actually start with a blank sheet of paper. John, you've got a lot of experience from your days in pro soccer, from media entertainment, your time at Disney. Think broadly about what it would look like if you started a league from scratch. And what we came up with a few key principles. And one of the foundational principles was that we are in an age where athletes have increasing resonance and increasing power, and they should be centered really at the core of what any new league is trying to do. And so that was our fundamental premise. And so we then thought about the fundamental economics of a business model. Leagues today are set up where expansion is so key. You need to grow from 10 teams to 12 teams to 20 teams. It's all about expanding into new markets, more teams. And we thought the opposite. We thought, what if we could create a short season in one location where you had a fixed number of players, instead of there being a certain number of teams and relying on expansion, what if we could just focus on the best players in that sport? And the way we'd make it interesting and exciting is the individual players would change teams each week, and you as a fan would follow your favorite player through the season. A lot like if you're watching F1 or you're watching golf and your favorite, you know, you're seeing the leaderboard move up and down with every play or
like
every
your
moment.
Own fantasy team.
Yeah. It is exactly.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. It's an easier way to understand it. I think broadly speaking, this is pro league. You as a fan, there are fixed teams that switch each week. But yes, I mean, there's a lot of elements that kind of bring this in where fans of today are really focused on individual players. And so that was a big premise. The other pieces of this that I just mentioned were, you know, concentrating the league in one city, a lot like think of the way the U.S. Open or the Olympics work, where you've got one market. So we have our basketball season coming up. We now run four leagues. Our first one to kick off in 2022 will be our second season of basketball. February 23rd will launch in Dallas, and we'll bring 44 of the best basketball players in the world. About half of them are have WNBA experience. Most of them active in the WNBA now. They'll all come to this market. They'll be there for 5 weeks, and instead of historically having gone overseas or playing in other markets or taking the off season off, they'll be able to come play here, play in the United States, and play with games broadcast on CBS and elsewhere, to really keep themselves exposed to the fans that love them and want to follow them.
That's a great format. It's almost like a tournament format.
It is. And, you know, we call it a league. And if you look at the four sports we're in, basketball, we're a great complement to the WNBA. Like I said, a lot of the players have historically gone overseas, so now they can stay here. And then we run three other leagues. In lacrosse, we're the only pro league for women in the world. So we call it a league, but you're exactly right. The style has a format to it that's similar to a tournament. And then we run a softball league, and we run our volleyball league as well.
This is a secret. Get bowling. I like women's bowling.
Hey, listen, we're open-minded. I mean, one of the things that's been exciting is that, you know, every week or two, I am getting new propositions from people in different sports who see this format and see how it could work. So you're the first one, Michael. If we do bowling, I will come back. You get all the credit. It's here. It's on the record. But I will tell you that there's certainly other sports where people say, listen, a traditional league that, you know, again, relies on teams in 12 markets or 15 markets, maybe it doesn't work, but your format is incredibly efficient and effective. And also what's great about it is the games we produce get broadcast not only in the United States, but around the world. And we really, through our social and digital media, really allow the fans to connect with the players. So we make a huge investment. When you come, it's an amazing experience. But we're excited to expand. And that's probably more 24, 25. 23, we're really focused on the sports we're in.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more
at intel.com/starts.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
All right, I want to bring in Bloomberg contributor Don Kissy as well to the conversation.
I know you!
Hi, John. Thank you so much for being here. This is really exciting what you're building, and I'm particularly interested in the mechanics of Athletes Unlimited. Where were you finding your athletes?
Each sport, we have the top pro athletes in each of these sports. Now, in some cases, a good portion are coming right out of college, graduating really at the top of their game. If you look at some of our sports, the power and resonance of softball, volleyball, certainly basketball and lacrosse as well, but really those sports, it is dramatic how high the ratings are and how much popularity it is. So many of the players come right out of college, and others are pro athletes that have historically competed in other leagues. So if you take volleyball, for example, there are many pro leagues around the world. About 300 to 400 American men and women play volleyball professionally around the world. They've never had an opportunity to play in the United States, so now all of a sudden they're able to come home. Like I said, in lacrosse, we are the pro league, so others have made it through. Many of them are on national teams and really stay active, and quite frankly, today, some of them and many of them do have other jobs outside of what they're doing with us. But these are the best athletes in the world.
That's great. So colleges, universities, is there like a recruitment format? For example, I have a friend that's amazing at basketball. If she wanted to join Athletes Unlimited.
The bar is very high to start with. We have had some tryouts and some we do have a college draft in a couple of our leagues, but we have a very unique format to go back to the way that Athletes Unlimited is structured. So the athletes have really an unprecedented level of involvement and control in the league. So we have athletes on the board of directors of Athletes Unlimited, and then in each sport we have a player executive committee made up of five active players, and they are actually the ones responsible for recruitment. So they're the ones who identify the players they want to join the league. Again, in some of the leagues, we have college drafts that are a great feeder system into AU. And then in others, you know, it's a pretty high bar. There are a tremendous number of really, really accomplished athletes. And it's not easy to get one of the very coveted spots in an AU league.
So there's a decent level of competition.
I mean, I would say it's decent. I would say it's world class. Yeah. I do think that for anybody that watches one of our leagues, I mean, it's world class competition. You see tremendous athleticism. And honestly, you know, people have noticed that for a long time at the college level. I mean, you get 2 million people watching College Softball World Series, you know, a million people watching the NCAA Finals in volleyball. So we're really now just creating and extending, you know, on that popularity and creating a platform for these women post-college. And that's really the opportunity. Like I said, the talent is there, the quality of play. Fans are out there. They've been there. What's really lacked is investment and media time and exposure for these sports. And so that's happening not just in Athletes Unlimited, but really now around the entire ecosystem.
Well, John, that takes me back to my first question. You know, I mean, the structure of your league is so unique. You know, how... I mean, it's obviously a venture investment, but let's talk about Blitzer. Let's talk about 35V and Durant. How do they view this investment? Is it a trophy investment? Are they expecting to make a return on this investment? Talk to us about your partners, about your other anchor investors, and how they're viewing Athletes Unlimited.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the days of seeing women's sports as a charity are really well behind us. Not that long ago, but honestly, it's been such a dramatic shift since we started in 2019. And I will tell you, when I first went out and started to have conversations about what I saw as this opportunity, there's a lot of skepticism, a lot of challenges. It has dramatically shifted, like so many things do in the sports ecosystem. I mean, you mentioned pickleball. It's everybody's favorite topic. But just think about 2 years ago, no one was talking about pickleball. There was no investment. So that's the world we live in. And women's sports has seen exactly that same type of shift.
Sorry to interrupt, but was there a specific catalyst for that?
So it's a great question. I think that the way my experience has been, whether it's been in Athletes Unlimited or broadly, is that it's a series of things that take place over a long period of time, and then all of a sudden you see the dramatic shift. So I think women's soccer has certainly been a major piece of that. Seeing the World Cup ratings, I think people started to take notice over the last couple of cycles. Obviously, the strength of women's soccer is a big deal. And then I think, honestly, Athletes Unlimited and further investment in the W. I mean, I think the way that the NBA has continued to invest in the W, and you see people like Kathy Engelbart come into roles like that, I think it all adds up. So it's really not one catalyst. It's really a series of a whole host of things. I mean, look at the NWSL right now, the Women's Soccer League. They're about to sell two new franchises. And, 3 years ago, teams were going for under $2 million, in some cases even less than that. Yeah. I think the numbers now will be around $40 to $50 million that you'll see in the franchise sales. I mean, it's just dramatic, and I think it's still got tremendous upside, way beyond that. So we're just at the beginning here, and it's a lot of serious investors, and you mentioned some of the partners that we've been excited to attract into Athletes Unlimited. I'll note that you mentioned David Blitzer, you mentioned 35V with Rich Kleiman and Kevin Durant, but we've also brought some people who've never invested into sports, even into Athletes Unlimited, like the Schusterman family and Jane Gottesman and a host of others. And I think that's an exciting piece of this puzzle as well, that I think there are a number of investors who are seeing an opportunity here who are new to sports. And that just expands the pool of capital available, and that's incredibly important.
So before the interview, I said, come on, don't ask John about betting, because you always ask about gambling and betting and everything with sports. So I want to bet on this, and I'm just wondering, is there something down the road where maybe some of the games can go to the online betting sites?
So, Michael, one of the things we set out to do, the answer is yes. Let me just start there. Yeah. So we have betting lines up in all of our sports. We have great partnership with Sport Radar and now with Caesars. So Caesars has been a terrific partner, and betting lines are available for every game in Athletes Unlimited, which is a big accomplishment. Took a lot of work. It's been a 2-year project to get to that place. But it goes to something much larger, which is when we started Athletes Unlimited, one of the theories that we had and a big foundational principle, because I've been involved in a number of entrepreneurial ventures, is startup leagues have trouble because if you start out and you try to do one thing well, you try to produce a game, but you have a hard time putting in place all the other pieces that the NBA offers, the NFL offers. Sports betting is a perfect example. Fantasy sports is another example. NFTs are another example. Merchandise, so many things. And so from the start, what we did is, as opposed to focusing on launching in multiple markets, focusing on the selling tickets in places, was to really get those elements of the fan experience and fan engagement up. I always say, if you're a fan of women's volleyball or women's basketball or the NFL, you want to consume and be engaged 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. And sports betting is a great way for many people to do it, not for everybody. And we felt like that was table stakes in this day and age. So we have sports betting lines. We just got approved in Puerto Rico, and that's the process we're going through. Every state going through their own process where we have to. And I think it's incredibly exciting. So, Michael, I think you're able to and unrestricted from going on, but go on to Caesars and take a look
Michael
at our lines
Barr
for basketball.
Is grinning ear to ear.
He's already in a Caesars account.
He really is. We're all grinning.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive. When bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring. When you have the right foundation, it starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Okay, John, you talk about online, but let's talk about global. One point you made was that the athletes wouldn't have to travel overseas to make a living. Do you see Athletes Unlimited? I know you're still somewhat in your infancy, but as an entrepreneur, you're obviously thinking big more often than not. Do you see Athletes Unlimited doing exhibits in the UK or in Germany or even in Latin America? Because sport is universal, right? To use a tired cliche. But basketball is huge globally. Do you see AU taking this to another country, maybe for a week's, just to build a fan base, just to raise visibility for brands and partnerships? Where do you see it going?
So absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, with each of the games we're producing, not only can fans watch them on television in the United States, but they can watch them around the world. So basically, every game we have produced is available in over 100 countries, whether that's through a streaming service or a TV provider. Huge piece of this is, and it goes back to something we talked about earlier, because we are one unified entity at the Athletes Unlimited level, and we run all four leagues under one corporate entity, we're able to do things so much more efficiently. If you saw the recent MLS deal with Apple, it was one of the big factors that went into that deal. Apple said, we love this MLS content. Not only do we love the content, but we love the idea we can do one deal globally across the board. Athletes Unlimited is set up to do that. That's what we've been doing because we have control and we don't have to worry about 10, 20 other owners and getting everyone together. We have a lot of efficiency there. So there is an absolute global audience. I would say right now, the biggest audience we see globally is volleyball. That is a sport that is an absolute juggernaut. There's tremendous investment. CVC Capital Partners invested in an entity a few years ago to invest in global volleyball. We see that opportunity. We've had players from around the world, from Thailand, from Brazil. And when they're out on the court, the numbers absolutely skyrocket. And then as to your question about expansion, again, each of our leagues takes place in one city, but we are moving into an expansion model. In softball, we conducted a two-week season to complement our five-week softball season in San Diego. And this year, we're actually going to 9 college campuses with our volleyball players to do a series of exhibitions, and I absolutely could see us doing that internationally. Our model is perfectly set up. You said it before, the tournament model. Envision down the road where it makes sense. We have a five-week season in Dallas, but maybe there is a two-week or a one-week event that takes place in Mexico City or London or wherever it might be. And that's exactly how our system's set up. And we can make an incredibly compelling, you know, two-week competition because that's the way our competitive format works. It's exactly a huge area, one of the many opportunities we see ahead of us.
Last question I have is, you know, you've got four sports, you know, you've got volleyball across, basketball and softball. You've got 204 players. How do players get paid?
Yep.
I mean, like, what could they expect? You know, I mean, it's not like they have a team and an owner that they can yell at when things don't go their way. I mean, how do they get paid? How do you compensate
appeal
them?
Appeal to.
Sorry.
Yeah, so there are a few elements of the compensation. So every player receives base compensation for participating in the league. Mm-hmm. And then there are bonuses based on performance. So every time you win a game or a quarter, there's actually bonuses. And then where you end up on that leaderboard that I mentioned determines the biggest component of your bonus. We also cover housing costs, travel costs. Importantly, we cover childcare costs for the players that are moms so that they're able to bring their kids into market, and we help them coordinate childcare and cover costs around that. And then the players share in long-term profits as well. It's a 20-year profit-sharing plan. So if you're a player that plays in 2022, you'll share in any profits for now in 20 years into the future. Wow. So players are really aligned and incented, and average comp is now starting to look, you know, like on average $20,000 over the course of 5 weeks. Some players can make up to 50. And honestly, you know, we're a young organization. That's where, you know, WNBA or NWSL compensation was just a few years ago. So we're feeling like we're on the right trajectory. And like I said, with expansion into softball, we have the 5-week season. Adding the 2-week season increased comp on average around 30%. So we're still so early in this, but that's our model. Base comp, bonuses, profit sharing, and then really helping the athletes outside of that.
Got an old friend of the show, Ice Cube, and an idea popped in my head again before the show. What if you had a women's 3-on-3 big league? That would get over big time. I can't help it. It's like old man Barr's, like, you know, he's got his beard.
Gotta get Ice on the phone.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. It's like, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. You have to tell me, bowling or 3-on-3 basketball. Well, these are the decisions I have to make, and I need to know.
Okay, start with bowling, and then we can do 3-on-3 women's basketball.
Okay. Well, listen, it goes to the fact that there's a lot of opportunity out there, but our threshold is pretty high because, you know, you could go into a lot of different sports. We are very thoughtful. We started with softball because the numbers are just, again, as I said, spectacular at the NCAA level. There was really a white space there. Volleyball was second, again, for the reasons I said. 900 million people play that sport worldwide. So, and you've got huge thriving leagues around the world. So, you know, that's the threshold. And I know we
always love to have field hockey. They're, you know, all coming.
I think the question is, you know, where is a sport like 3-on-3 basketball in that environment? And I think there are a lot of other sports that will come ahead of it, in my opinion. But listen, there's a lot of opportunity in a lot of different places. We just try to stay disciplined. And right now in 23, our focus is to go deeper into the four sports we're in. We just have so much opportunity with the four sports that we're currently operating in. And so my job as CEO is, you know, keep an eye, open eye, and explore everything, but try to stay disciplined and focused and execute. And that's where we are.
John Patrickoff. Oh, my goodness. He's in studio, everybody. That's why the line sounds so clear. No phone interview line. He, co-founder, CEO of Athletes Unlimited. John, let me take just a moment to say thank you so much for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports, but even more importantly, for promoting women's sports, because I have my nostrils are flared and I've gotten angry many times on this show because you said it earlier. I'm sick and tired of, you know, society treating women's sports like it's a charity, and it is far from it.
And being innovative about it, right? Yeah. Not just turning a men's league into a women's league. Thinking it through and reinventing it.
Yeah, not investing in a full season. I mean, like, you know, I think that's the smart move. You know, let's go slow, let's go small, let's, you know, like you said, 5 weeks, that's the commitment for each, you know, and let's see how it resonates with our audience. And
cater to the audience's attention span.
Take what the market gives you.
Well, come to LA, I encourage all of you to stay tuned. February 23rd, we launch our basketball season, our second basketball season in Dallas. Come to Dallas. You know, like you said, it's a perfect trip for a weekend to come out and watch some games. And if not, you can watch every one of the games either on TV with CBS or on digital. So it's going to be terrific. And thank you for having us. And I would just say, you know, broadly speaking, AU, and I'm really proud of what we're doing with Athletes Unlimited, but telling you there's so much activity on the private equity side, on the overall investment side into women's sports. It's great to be part of this, you know, this whole area of the sports world. And, you know, that's good for everybody.
This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. We explore some of the big old money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
I'm Dawn Kissy.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
Hey, you can catch the podcast, by the way, every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And by the way, you can download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.